Turning to Social Security this evening and what kind of life you can expect in retirement someday, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says the president is open to changes to Medicare and Medicaid as part of those talks to avoid the fiscal cliff. But he says today the president does not want to address Social Security as part of these discussions. Carney says strengthening Social Security should be part of a separate track.
While the big shots hold that discussion, you may be planning to tap into Social Security as soon as you're old enough. But Knight Kiplinger, editor-in-chief of Kiplinger's Personal Finance, tells Dimitri that is a bad idea.
It really is a very important decision that is overlooked by a lot of people and done badly by a lot of people. Dimitri, every day, 10,000 older Americans turn 62, and a lot of them make a huge financial mistake that will cost them tens of thousands of dollars over their life in retirement. What they do is they ask for their Social Security benefits right then at age 62. The problem with that is their benefit is going to be 25% lower than if they wait until their so-called full retirement age of 66. I can understand that a lot of people might be in difficult financial circumstances and they want that benefit as soon as they can get it, even reduced by 25%. But if they can wait to full retirement age or even wait a few years after that, say to age 70, they'll get a bonus for waiting. Between 66 and 70, they'll get 8% more in monthly benefits for each year that they wait past 66. And if they live a long life, that higher additional benefit from waiting is going to make a huge difference.
What about whether you're single or married or in that age group? The truth is sometimes we lose a spouse. How does that figure into all the calculations?
Now it gets kind of tricky. That's why at Kiplinger we have created a software program called Kiplinger Social Security Solutions, which helps people figure this out. If they're single or divorced or married or widowed, the calculation gets very tricky for when each half of a couple or a widow should start taking the benefit. It's a complex calculation, and there are a number of software programs out there that do this. We think the Kiplinger Social Security solution is a real handy one. You just enter a little bit of information. It might tell you that one spouse should start taking the benefits early, the other should wait, and the one who starts taking it early might get a bump up, a so-called spousal benefit, if the other person waits longer. And this isn't something you can figure out on the back of an envelope. It's kind of tricky. My wife and I were guinea pigs on our new software program, and we were surprised to find that our gut instinct to wait as long as possible to the age of 70 actually wasn't the right thing to do. It turns out my wife should start hers a little earlier. I should wait and take mine later, and we wouldn't have known that unless we had run this software program.
Right, and your name is on a prestigious online financial news source and publication, so we look to you for that guidance, but as you say, sometimes the answers aren't as clear as you might think.
That's really true. If I can do anything, and we've been writing about this in our magazine for years, it would be to get people to find out what's the right solution for them before they start taking that benefit at 62. Now, you can do a makeover, a redo, if you start your benefit early and you stop it within 12 months of starting that lower benefit and you pay the money back, you can restart the clock, wait a couple of years, and get a significantly higher monthly benefit from Social Security by waiting a bit. So you don't get just one bite at the apple. You can do a redo only once. And I wish people would think through this carefully before grabbing that lower benefit at 62 when they first can.
We are used to hopping online and filling these kinds of things out for free. There is a fee related to this software. How would you justify that? I mean, is there any other way that we can do this on the cheap?
You know, there are some free software programs. What we have found is free is sometimes worth exactly what you pay for it. It's not as full-featured. We have found, and we began reviewing these software programs at Kiplinger long before we decided to partner with the creator of the best program that we reviewed, and that's how we created our own. Our software program costs $50, and we think $50 is a very modest price for the tens of thousands of dollars $1,000 that a lot of people are going to be getting over their lifetime in retirement from the higher benefits that come from waiting.
We are talking here about a system, Social Security, of course, that many people think is going to run out of money. Are you concerned about that? Does Congress have to do something pretty soon here to make sure that we all get the Social Security after we've been paying in so many years?
You know, I'm glad you asked that, Dimitri. I think there's a lot of scare talk out there. Congress will do a number of small fixes that will keep the Social Security system solvent for years to come. Yes, it needs some small fixes. It could be tweaking the age of that first benefit. So the full retirement age right now for a lot of older baby boomers is 66, the age of their full benefit. And they might push that to 67 or 68. They might raise the wage base on which the Social Security FICA tax is applied. Right now, it's a little over $100,000. Medicare has a wage base that goes on indefinitely. The highest earning people continue to pay that Medicare tax on higher income. They could do something similar to Social Security, either jack up the wage base the tax applies to a little faster or have no cap at all on it. They could play with a COLA. They could shave a tenth of a percentage point off of the annual cost of living adjustment. So you don't have to throw Social Security out. You don't have to blow it up. A few small tweaks will keep it solid for years to come.
Knight Kiplinger, editor-in-chief of Kiplinger's Personal Finance. Read more at WTOP.com. Search Kiplinger.